K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, recording this weekend preview edition on Thursday morning, March 27th, 2025. First time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and give us a listen here as we approach a big weekend for K-State Athletics here in the end of March. We're almost to April, folks, and we got women's basketball still playing. The kickoff of outdoor track and field, getting all into that in the schedule here coming up, obviously, and everything. Well, I'm recording this weekend preview, K-State weekend preview sports edition, ahead of a busy Friday for K-State sports and Saturday, for that matter, as well. I'm gonna get straight on into it here, folks. Friday, right? Tennis on the road, taking on Baylor. Baylor, 23rd in the women's rankings as far as tennis goes. So, be the last time K-State tennis is on the court. They lost, if I remember correctly. It's been a minute since they've been back on the course, obviously, there as well. So, they look to go down there for a huge upset down there in Waco, Texas. We'll see what happens on that front. I mentioned outdoor track and field. That officially begins in Emporia, Kansas, for Kansas State, starting on Friday. Emporia State Relays. Never heard of this. Obviously, I've heard of Texas Relays before. Obviously, you have the Kansas Relays as well. Florida Relays. I've heard that, but never the Emporia State Relays. So, this is the first time for me hearing about this. But the Travis Gofford, head coach of the men's and women's outdoor track and field team, hits the track starting on Friday. Hang on a second. There we go. Get back on track here there as well. So you have that. So Travis Gofford, obviously, sure, you know, coming off of being an All-American in the indoor season, wrapping up I would probably say strong indoor season for the first year head man at Kansas State for the track and field teams there. So interesting. Now you flip the page now to my stuff, right? Outdoor track and field. Yeah, baby. This is what I'm talking about right here. So this will be day one on Friday. And then women's rowing returns. They'll probably be already there now, but they're headed to Orlando, Florida, Sarasota 2K. And again, I don't know the times. I assume with track, it probably starts in the morning. So I know what that is. And with rowing, probably the same thing as well. Sarasota 2K, UCF, the Golden Knights will be hosting it. And K-State will be down there. And that will start on Friday with that. And of course, been talking about it a little bit this week on this postcast. Oh, no, not postcast. On the podcast, Texas Tech, 3-game series at Toyton Family Stadium kicks off at 6 o'clock Friday night. Game one of a 3-game set, and again, K-State tied for first right now with Arizona atop of the board. Who would have thought about that going into the year under rebuilding mode under seventh year head man Pete Hughes? Interesting. Can the bats keep on going? We'll see what happens there. Texas Tech, obviously, it's always been a tough opponent, but for whatever reason, K-State baseball is always up to the task, whether Texas Tech comes to Toyton or not. But yeah, so K-State will look to continue their Big 12 success against them. That'll start game one. We'll kick that off there. You flip the page over to Saturday, obviously. I will circle back to K-State women's basketball here with that in a second. Day two of the Sarasota 2K for K-State Women's Rowing Saturday. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here, K-State Sports Weekend Preview Edition, the last weekend in the month of March here, folks. And then Colin Corbin's team, new head coach Colin Corbin, the women's soccer team, will take on Benedict. Benedictine. You want to say that? Yeah, not Benedict, but Benedictine. We're going to roll with that here with the INE on the show. So Benedictine comes to Manhattan, and that's a 12 o'clock start in Manhattan. So a little bit of a spring soccer for Colin Corbin's squad as well. I don't know how well they did in their last scrimmage. I know they've been getting some early scrimmages. There are spring scrimmages as well. I know with obviously football being the focus, but soccer is going to become to also be a close focus as well as we approach the official first season for Colin Corbin, her new role, the new head coach, I should say, of K-State Women's Soccer. And her club will be hosting another spring matchup, Benedictine, 12 o'clock. Well, 12 o'clock, that sounds bad. Noon on Saturday, volleyball. How about this? So you have the fall sports have a little spring action here going on Saturday. You got women's soccer going on in Manhattan. And then, not too far next door, Jason Mansfield's volleyball team in some spring action will host Oklahoma. That's a 1 o'clock start there. And then after that, you have game two of baseball series of the middle game of the Texas Tech series, which get first pitch begins at just after 4. Should get done in time to get home for the big matchup of the night. Or the day, or the night, whatever you want to call it. Kansas State women's basketball will look to pull off the ultimate upset. Number one seed in the Spokane region, USC, 7:30 on ESPN. So that did get confirmed on that. ESPN will have that game. And USC, of course, finished 4th in the USA Today AP poll there as well. But that doesn't matter. K-State, obviously, we know the huge news surrounding that game with star player Juju Watkins. We all know that by now. If we don't, unfortunately, we won't see Juju Watkins because she sadly torn her ACL last weekend in the round of 32 matchup against Mississippi State. But can K-State, women's basketball, Big 3, get it done? Can they get to the Elite 8? Oh, so that is a huge question there as well. A lot of momentum right now. That is the matchup of the weekend. And if so, they'll play on Monday. But that's not here or there right now. Obviously, we'll have postcasts, obviously. So, of that. So, we'll see what card unfolds with Jeff Mitty's team up in Washington on Saturday night in primetime. That is a late matchup there as well. So, hopefully, I'll get back in time from the Royals game to see the rest of this ball game. I will be doing that. So that's going to be the main focus. We ain't going to watch no nonsense. tell you that right now, man. That's all I'm going to say about that. Anyways, speaking of moving on, watching some meaningful sports, it's the Pro Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. Women's tennis wraps up their weekend, going their Texas road trip at TCU, which is ranked 33rd. In the women's rankings there as well. So, tough opponents for Kansas State women's tennis. Here, we'll see how they do. Obviously, we'll have recaps of both of these matches coming out of the weekend, going into next week, the last day of March there as well. And, of course, the series finale, Texas Tech, Sunday matinee, 1 o'clock there. Can K-State, again, keep the good vibes rolling in Big 12 play there against Texas Tech? So, back to wrap there. Of course, Monday would be the Elite Eight. And we will definitely know by midnight on Saturday night whether the K-State season's done or the magical season could run in the postseason continues there as well. Again, K-State's bracket is stacked up. Really stacked. USC, K-State, the late game on Saturday, right? And you have, right, Oklahoma and UConn and the 2 seed, Oklahoma the 3, USC the 1, K-State the 5, right? And nobody probably nationally picked K-State even go that far anyway. So K-State can really shake things up on Saturday night. They can go up there and knock off USC in Washington. I know that's, hey, they got to have a tough task ahead of them. But, hey, at this point in time now, we are a talented team. Hey, I'm going to keep on riding this until the cows come home, right? If they are laser focused like they were last weekend, it's going to be tough to shake this team. It just is. So we'll see what happens this weekend. Huge weekend across all spring sports, baby, as spring is in full session for K-State Athletics. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. Folks, number one, make sure you do subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast if you have not already. Thank you so for your continued support. Man, we have had some great content, really, since the beginning of the year. So definitely make sure you tap into the Pro Project Podcast. Second thing, Podbean app, right? Fresh content up now, Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast. Make sure you download the Podbean app, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S, podcast. For that action, myself and Alex Aiden, we'll be back on. We're trying to get this more rhythm. We're trying to get this more in the flow of things here on that side of the ball. So I'll have Alex back on Monday to recap whatever goes down with Case and Wentz basketball and maybe talk a little bit more about baseball. We'll see what happens there on that front. And the third thing, final thing, I'm going to leave you with. Of course, you got to tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. Why not? Yes, there's another K-State podcast out here. Yeah, but we try to cover all things K-State sports, not just focus on two things. But all things K-State sports, there's so much going on besides women's basketball and football. I know the transfer portal opened officially a couple of days ago, so you have that movement. It's going to get interesting, folks. So definitely make sure you tell a fellow big K-State fan about this podcast. That's going to wrap things up on another weekend preview episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Pearl Project Podcast rocks in to the weekend. Go Cats.